Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring in David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. We like to obviously cap off our week with his erudite perspective on D.C. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. I have no idea who that guy is from Blink 182. You're right. However, I do know this. Today is Taylor Swift's birthday, and
yes,
it's also Dick Van Dyke's birthday.
It is. He's 99,
yeah,
and he just escaped the wildfire in Malibu.
I know. I know this because it's also my birthday. That's why I know all these birthdays.
Happy birthday!
So when you said birthday, I thought, oh, wow, that's nice. How'd they know? And then some guy from Blink 182, is it?
Yeah, but it's weird. When I looked up celebrity birthdays, David, I didn't see David Lightman from McClatchy,
well,
D.C.
Well, you know, I keep it quiet.
You guys are being real disrespectful right now, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay, oh, sorry. About Blink 182.
David Lightman, by the way, somewhere in between Tom DeLonge and Dick Van Dyke.
Right. Exactly, right. Well, it's funny, Dick Van Dyke was on Jimmy Kimmel last week, and he was talking about his 74-year-old son. Oh, my God.
Yeah, my little guy, my little boy.
Right, yeah, he's right there joking about that, right? Oh, man.
But he's still kicking at 99. Listen, we only got a couple minutes. I don't know where to start. I mean, this Hegseth turnaround is kind of stunning, but it sounds like Trump was like, we're not going to fail because then, you know, it could open the floodgates for them to go after everybody.
That's exactly what happened. You know, he's still not out of the woods yet. They still got a confirmation hearing to go. But when you look down the road and you look at Patel, the FBI nominee, and Robert Kennedy at Health and Human Services, and you can go on with this, I mean, I think the Trump people sort of sent a signal, look, we can't have this week after week. And unless there's something, how can I put this, unless there's something more, you know, these allegations, as serious as they are and as disturbing as they are, he was not charged. So, you know, give him a break. So I think everybody cooled it. Again, he's not out of the woods yet, but yeah. I think that's right. The other thing is he's throwing out all these nominations. Congress right now, Washington is alive. I mean, Congress is meeting. You know, the place is crazy. But there's nothing driving the news, the big news, except this. And so he's got to tamp it down a little bit, or else it's going to become one of those self-promoting stories.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean the changes in the way we accept and don't accept things, you know, is kind of amazing. I mean, 15 years ago, Hegseth wouldn't have even been nominated, right? And you know, the process is just different. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. This President Xi invitation, is that something we should act? I mean, he's not going to come to the inauguration, is he?
I wouldn't think so, but boy, would that be something. You never know. I mean, when you have a change of regimes like this, things happen. I mean, look, go back to 1981. The Iranian hostages were released, right, on January 20th, 1981. I doubt it, but wouldn't stun me either.
What's the talk on, speaking of, you talked about Iran, but, you know, the Syria news was pretty stunning. I hadn't thought about that until they got Aleppo. I hadn't thought about Syria. I didn't even know there was still, you know, like a civil resistance in that country. Like, I just hadn't heard anything about it. And now this could change the sort of face of the Middle East in the near future.
Well, and it could change the dynamics of our relationship with Russia. I mean, Putin, Assad was a key Putin ally. He was his guy in the Middle East. And all of a sudden, he's toppled. And so Iran is weakened. I mean, there's all kinds of implications here. I was kind of surprised there wasn't more talk about this week. I mean, I was on Capitol Hill all week. And the talk is mostly about confirmations and budgets and that sort of thing and wrapping things up for the year. But I think the problem is nobody quite knows where Syria is going. Is it going to become a state, you know, run by people labeled a terrorist organization? Is it going to become democratic? Or is it going to ally with other moderate Arab nations? Nobody quite knows. And where does Putin fit into all this? On paper, you know, he looks like he's seriously weakened. But she's shown us that, in fact, you know, he somehow survives. So I think it's one of these complex issues that's out there festering, and it's a huge concern, but nobody quite knows where to go. And then added to the mix is we have a new Secretary of State, a new regime coming in just, what, a month, 5 weeks.
Right. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian and Company. I don't know much about it. I didn't read in as much maybe as I should have, but the defense bill, I mean, how are we going to cut costs when this defense bill is gigantic?
You're not going to cut costs. I mean, this is, I mean, people have been writing this since the beginning of time. I mean, yeah, there's waste and abuse in the Pentagon budget. We all could find that, and usually it's minimal. But the big weapon systems, the big airplanes and so forth, you know, they talk about, well, we're going to stop producing this or that or the other because it's you. No, you're not. I mean, they're halfway down the production line. Connecticut listeners will remember years ago the Seawolf submarines, and year after year after year they were going to cut them, they were going to stop them, they didn't need them anymore because the Cold War was over. Well, you see how that played out. So, no, every year it's the same thing, and I think they'll get it's a 1% increase this year in the defense budget, but by this time next week that drama will be over. They'll pass the budget.
So anything on McClatchyDC.com you want to point out or anything you're working on?
Yeah, well, we're working a lot of stuff on these nominations, particularly what do Democrats do? They're going to have 47 next year. They're going to be a block. They're going to do they vote against everybody? Do they call – how do they – who do they call attention to? Back to this headset thing. I mean, you can't scream at the top of your lungs about everybody. You can try, but at some point it's going to get muted. Patel is up and coming as somebody who really bothers them. Tulsi Gabbard really bothers them. Kennedy bothers them, but again, how much political capital do you have? So we're kind of watching that because it's going to take four Republicans to defeat any of these people. And who do you make your case to? And again, how many cases do you make? So we're watching that closely.
I just think that, you know, Republicans are so fearful of alienation under Trump that I don't know if they'll find four to vote against Trump. I don't know.
Well, remember two things. First of all, Trump's a lame duck, number one. And number two, a lot of these people are up for re-election in 2026. And the way the political cycle goes now, you know, in January 2025, the ads are going to start coming on. So those two things are out there lurking in the background.
Yeah. Great job as always, David. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
Pleasure. Talk to you next week.
All right. The great David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C.